We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Shrine. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to My Music, which means the best part of half an hour in the company of John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Right, to begin, John, here are two operatic characters. First, this one. And now this lady. Now, John, what specifically have those two operatic characters in common? Do you know what either of them were or what they were from?
Well, one's a Mozart opera and the other's a Wagner opera.
Not Wagner, no. First one's Mozart, yes. Did you get the opera?
No.
And the second
one? Not Figaro, it's not Cosi, it's not the magic flute.
That's right.
It's not Don Giovanni.
No, it's lesser, you might say.
Therefore, what?
It's a bit lesser than that, you might say.
Yes, so it's either Seraglio.
No.
Or Idomeneo.
Idomeneo, you've got it first time. Right. Now, one of them was in a character in Idomeneo, the other one's a character in a Richard Strauss opera.
Ah, then they're probably what is known as trouser roles. Right?
They have more in common than that, even.
They are boys.
They are both Elektra.
They are both Elektra.
Elektra. In Mozart's Idomeneo and in Richard Strauss's Elektra. So, why not half a mark, I think, don't you? Half a mark. Yes.
What's a trouser role?
It's when a girl plays a boy.
Ah. Uh-huh. No, I thought it was, you know, like a trouser press or, you know, different way of creasing them, wasn't it?
Julia Varady and Birgit Nielsen, the two voices.
Great role split in two.
Frank, just for interest, see if you could identify the speaking voice, Frank, of a well-known pianist. Listen closely.
Mama, yes, yes.
There he or she is.
Fatswaller.
Fatswaller gets you a nice round mark, yes. Ian. Ian, how many pianists here and what are they both playing? Somewhat tortured, I said. How many pianists?
Well, he's very kind, isn't he, Steve, really, to give such a... I had to give it a bit of thought, but I did come to the conclusion that he suggested there might be two pianists there.
No, there's one. I'm afraid it was a...
Oh, in other words, you have been devious.
Yeah, I was devious. I'm afraid it's one pianist, Craig Shepherd. But you know what he was playing.
Yes, I know that he was playing Tannhäuser.
Yes, from the overture, transcribed by Liszt.
Yes.
Into that somewhat elaborate version.
Was he playing it at the same time, as it were? Or, you know, was it a double recording?
Oh, no.
Or was he playing feet and everything going?
People in that world wouldn't do double recordings like that. I must tell you, Marjorie Wilkinson of Huddersfield told me about two ladies at a celebrity concert there in Huddersfield. One of whom said to her companion, "You are enjoying it, aren't you?" And the other said, "I said, music's all right," she said, "but just look at dust on piano legs." Dennis, Frank had to identify a pianist from four words. See if you can identify a singer from one and a half syllables.
Yeah. Well, if you'd sat next to him as long as I have, I think you could call him Fats Wallace.
Not so much now as at one time, though. That's true, isn't it? That's right. Do you recognise your own song, Ian, there? Which was it?
Yes, there's only one song, I think, in my repertoire that I finish like that. That is a song called Long Ago in Alcalá.
Yes, right. When I was at school, we had a society called the Lit and Hist, the Literary and Historical Society. We come now to a round that might be called the Lit and Mus, Literary and Musical. Frank, this time you start us off. I quote, "At first the piano complained alone, like a bird deserted by its mate. The violin heard and answered it as from a neighbouring tree." That passage, Frank, translated, comes from a novel in 7 parts, 16 volumes. The author, first part's called Swan's Way. Can you give us the author, please, and the full title?
It came from Uppingham. It's a French gentleman.
Yes.
A foreign gentleman called Proust.
Yes, Marcel Proust. And the
it's a remembrance of things past.
Yes, or the
Scott
same thing.
Scott Moncrief's translation.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Yes. John, it's been suggested that when Proust wrote that about a piano complaining and the violin answering us from a neighbouring tree, it's been suggested that he had in mind this piece of music. So what is it, John?
It's César Franck, violin and piano sonata.
Yes, it is indeed. Dennis, you next.
Me?
Where, yes, you. Where did Mr. Reltub hear something very like these chords?
There are two mysteries attached to that question. First of all, Mr. Reltub, which
yes.
you roll off your tongue with the assumption that I would immediately know who it was. And secondly, the phrase, very like. Does that mean that you have some difficulty in playing it, or does it mean that was an approximation yes. to what he heard?
I will answer your double question.
Yes.
I'll answer your second question first. I have less difficulty playing that than most things.
Yeah, I see. But why did you say very like? Is that going
well,
to
he
do
said,
play a little bit?
No, he said, he wrote that he heard something very like those chords. So
I've always had a vision of if concert pianists, if you classical people, were to adopt the same methods of introduction as the yeah. pop people of my world do. So the concert pianist would say, "I'm now going to play you the César Franck violin concerto," and it goes something like this.
Only he would say, "We are now going to play."
Get back to Reltub.
Mr. Reltub. Now there's a clue.
Is it a back? Is it
yes?
Backwards.
That's right.
Butler, Mr. Butler.
Yes. So.
So, Mr. Butler. Does he ring a bell?
Samuel Butler.
He went somewhere and heard chords like that.
Well, I only know Erewhon.
Well, that'll do very nicely. It was
oh.
Erewhon, which is Samuel Butler's Nowhere Backwards.
Yes.
He went to this strange land and he heard those chords being played.
Oh, I see.
I think you worked your way to it. Ian, actually, Butler said that music was composed by, I quote him, the greatest of all musicians. I'll play you a little more. So who would the greatest of all musicians be?
Well, I would say, listening to that, that it could be George Frideric Handel.
Got it. Handel, yes. And he composed it originally for the harpsichord. A piano medley.
Oh.
But different this week in that it's mainly for Frank and Dennis, but all 8 tunes are available to both sides. So start writing and keep on writing. Mm. Listeners might like to try writing them down at home too. So it's John and Frank versus Ian and Dennis as I play this chorus. Trust.
I did worse on that than I ever done on it. You aimed it.
Well,
at
there we are. It's a complete 32-bar chorus. I'm going to give you the titles. You give yourself half a mark for each one you've got. Right. Here we go. Give me the old soft shoe.
Soft shoe. I've got this.
That'll do. Trail of the Lonesome Pine. Indiana. Paper Doll. All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Mm. Give Me the Moonlight. Give Me the Girl. Who Were You With Last Night? And The Policeman's Holiday. How many did your side get, Frank?
I got one. How many did you get? Don't laugh. It's a fair average.
Right, there's a...
I've done better than him. I got naught.
Right, there's a half over that side. How about your side,
Ian? We got four and a half between us because I've got... For some reason, I've got the word I... down.
That's
and it ran
question.
Into one of my doodles.
So you got four, so you got two
four.
Marks.
Yeah.
Two marks out of that. Fair enough. Many are the songs, operas, and musicals that include a boy's name or a girl's name. Evita, one thinks, or Oh Johnny, or Tosca, or Danny Boy. In fact, going through the alphabet, as we are about to do, the only really difficult letters for names are Q and U. So let me say straight away that the best I could do for Q is the Queen of the Night aria from Mozart, or Don Quixote, I suppose. And for you, Ulysses, or there's Jimmy Durante's song about Umbriago. I think must start with a U. So, gentlemen, will you write down, please, these letters that will be coming your way? John, write down C-G-K-O-T-Y. Frank, D-H-L-P-V-Z. Ian, B-F-J... N-S-X, yes, and Dennis, you're going to start with you, Dennis.
Oh.
A-E-I-M-R-W. So it's a title of a piece of music or song involving someone's name. And I'll give you a little bit of help with the difficult ones. Starting, Dennis, A for...
Once in Love with Amy.
Yes. Ian, B for...
Billy Boy.
Thank you. C, John...
Carmen.
Yeah. Frank, D for...
You see, Daisy.
Oh, yes. Me your answer, dear. Dennis, back to you. E for?
Evelina.
Yes, I suppose. F for Ian?
Frederica.
Yes, do. John, G for?
Gianni. Skiki.
Oh, yes, all right. Frank, H for?
I'm Henry the Eighth. Yeah,
lovely.
Henry.
Yes, that's right. We're doing famously here. Ian, no, Dennis. I for?
Irene.
Ian, J for?
Nita, Juanita.
Oh, yes, Juanita. Juanita, yeah. John, K for... John, K...
Sorry, K, Katya.
Yes,
Katya.
Yes, the young Chekhov, yes. Frank, L for...
Don't bring Lulu.
Yes. M, Dennis.
Martha.
Yes, Ian, N.
Nelly D.
Good, we're doing great. John, O for...
Oliver.
Yes. Frank, P for...
P for,
Patience.
A very fine quality sometimes for chairman of panel games. Q, we've already dealt with, so it's R, Dennis, for...
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, if you'll take anthropomorphism.
Oh, no? Yes.
All right. Ramona.
Buy that any time, yes, or second-hand rose, yes. Ian S for...
Sylvia.
Yep. John T.
Turandot.
Yeah. Frank, we've already done you, so Frank, you have V... V for...
Lea, my V, Lea,
yes. Dennis, W.
Walter, lead me to the altar.
Ian, X.
Xerxes.
Yes, that's the only one I can think of. John, Y for...
Yevgeny Onyegin.
Oh, that's... Auction horror show, I think we could say for that, yes. And Z, Frank, for...
Also sprach... Zarathustra.
Yes. Yes, very good. Or even Zorba the Greek would have done, yes. This next round concerns, or in some way revolves around, a piano sonata. It's played by Roger Woodward. Let's get John to tell us which sonata it is. John.
That's Beethoven's last waltz. I mean, his last sonata.
Key
number
or...
32, C minor, opus 111.
See, that's right. That's got the one. Right, we've got
sonata,
that.
Sonata, he died.
Well done. John, Frank, here's a passage from a little later in that same sonata when he's working his way towards the second subject. Frank, what is the second subject?
Is it not the motif? The second motif, which is perhaps stated by the woodwind, played upfield to the violins, intercepted by the cellos, then back it.
Absolutely, yes. Particularly in a piano sonata. It's the second theme that comes up for discussion. And very, very nice too. Good. Ian, the second movement, marked Arietta Adagio Molto, goes through various moods and developments, including this bit. I always think the first Charleston, actually, that. On the score, Ian, it's written in 12:32 time. That is how many watts in a bar, please, and no second guesses. 12:32.
Guesses?
32 is not very common, is it? Even
no,
in
it's
your
not. Well, I'll have to work this out. 4 crotchets, yeah. 8 quavers, 16 semiquavers, 32 demi... So it's demi-semiquavers.
Yes. 12:32 time.
Well,
then
with 12 of them.
12 of them.
Yeah.
12 of them. Yes. Yes.
And
very
good
tasty,
luck to us.
Very tasty
it.
Too. Yes, that's right. Dennis, Beethoven's C minor sonata was dedicated at the head of the score to Archduke Rudolf. How would you address an archduke?
I'd put a label on his forehead and stamp.
That will do me very nicely, yes, actually. Right. You'd do it in German, wouldn't you? Because that's really the answer. The title of Archduke, it says Debrett's correct form, the title of Archduke is confined to members of the Habsburg family, so you'd have to do it in German. Just in case you should imagine that to syncopate is something relatively new, here is some true syncopation from the same sonata. Dennis, you probably guessed I would ask this. Can you give us a derivation of the word syncopate?
Well, it was interesting that you said before, just in case I should think that syncopation was recent, because I don't know how this compares with your musical version of it, but when we were doing English in the upper six, we used to grammar, yeah, and there was a thing called syncope, which is used in verse, where you used to leave out a vowel in order to change the stress. If you took a word like overlook, and if you called it o'erlook, that was syncope, and you used it in order to move the stress. Now, I would think that syncopation in some way either moves or emphasizes an unnatural stress.
Well, here's our fine and distinguished audience, which applauded Frank for guessing Fats Waller and didn't applaud that answer.
Right.
Yes, I've got written down here, late Latin, syncopare, to swoon, also possible Greek, what was strong becomes weak, therefore swoons. And so to the home stretch, in 4 very different songs, beginning with Frank and A Pocket Full of Dreams.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, I've got a pocket full of dreams. Wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for the treasures I possess, and I calculate I'm worth my weight in happiness. Lucky me, I can live in luxury, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
Yes.
you could call that à la recherche de ton boupadou.
Yes. Graffiti rules. Beside one of the lifts in Broadcasting House many years ago, someone wrote, "Wonderful Rossini." And after a while, someone else added the words, "And Bellini." Here is some Bellini from John.
La lenta immagine dei figli mia, perché si squallidano e siede accanto, che più desideri. Tirato pianto io sul tuo cenere versai fino. Sul tuo cenere versai fino, io sul tuo cenere versai fino, io sul tuo cenere versai fino.
Really choice, that wasn't.
No, lower the tone a bit, don't you?
Well, I'm going to do one of these sort of radio feature bits. Various things happened in the year 1930. Pluto was discovered. Perspex was invented. Geely made his debut. The Turkestan-Siberian Railway was completed, as we all remember. And a small boy named Dennis Norden first heard the song Little White Lies.
The moon was all aglow and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eye. The night that Frank sold me those little pink ties.
You would have thought he would have said, "Gave me," wouldn't you?
The year 1965 saw the first woman to climb the Matterhorn. The Clayliston fight, bank rate at 6%, and Burton Lane, not only a composer of very fine address as well, wrote On a Clear Day, for Ian Wallace ultimately to sing.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow of your being outshines every star. You can feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you never heard before. And on a clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever, forever, forever.
How it will astound you, Ian sang, and prepare to be further astounded, or perhaps not really, as I tell you this contest has provided a victory for Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Goodbye.
Say
taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.